Morning Watch, an overview of the central burden and present truth of the Lord's recovery before His appearing. Week 6. Shepherding according to God. Monday, related verses. John 21, verses 15 through 17. Then when they had eaten breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Feed my lambs." He said to him again a second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Shepherd my sheep." He said to him the third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was grieved that he said to him the third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep." Acts 20, verse 28. Take heed to yourselves and to all the flock, among whom the Holy Spirit has placed you as overseers to shepherd the church of God, which he obtained through his own blood. Matthew 9, verse 36. And seeing the crowds, he was moved with compassion for them, because they were harassed and cast away like sheep not having a shepherd. John 10, verses 10b through 11 and 16. I have come that they may have life and may have it abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Verse 16. And I have other sheep, which are not of this fold. I must lead them also, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one flock, one shepherd. Related reading. In John 10, verse 10, 11, and 16, the Lord unveiled to the disciples that he was the good shepherd who came that the sheep might have life abundantly, and that he had other sheep, the Gentiles, that he must lead to join with them, the Jewish believers, to be one flock, one church, under one shepherd. First, the Lord's shepherding was in his earthly ministry. The Lord saw the Israelites as sheep harassed by their leaders. They were cast away like sheep not having a shepherd. The Lord, as a shepherd of God's elect, prayed, and God told his sent one to appoint 12 apostles that they might take care of the sheep of God. Second, the Lord's shepherding is in his heavenly ministry to take care of the church of God issuing in his body. When he was on the earth, he was shepherding. After his resurrection and ascension to the heavens, he is still shepherding. When the Lord stayed with his disciples after his resurrection and before his ascension, in one of his appearings, he commissioned Peter to feed his lambs and shepherd his sheep in his absence while he is in the heavens. To shepherd is to take all-inclusive tender care of the flock. This is to incorporate the apostolic ministry with Christ's heavenly ministry to take care of God's flock, which is the church that issues in the body of Christ. Peter was so impressed with this commission of the Lord that in his first book, he tells the believers that they were like sheep being led astray, but they have now returned to the shepherd and overseer, Christ, of their souls. Christ's shepherding of his flock includes his caring for their outward things and also their inner being, their souls. He shepherds us by caring for the welfare of our inner being and by exercising his oversight over the condition of our soul, our real person. Peter exhorts the elders to shepherd the flock of God among them so that when the chief shepherd is manifested, they, the faithful elders, will receive the unfading crown of glory. Peter's word indicates that the heavenly ministry of Christ is mainly to shepherd the church of God as his flock, which issues in his body. This matter of shepherding God's flock for the main purpose and ultimate consummation of the eternal economy of God is referred to even in Song of Songs. In Song of Songs 1, verse 7a, the seeker says, "Tell me, you who my soul loves, where do you pasture your flock for satisfaction? Where do you make it lie down at noon for rest? The shepherd responds to the seeker by saying, Go forth on the steps of the flock and pasture your young goats by the shepherd's tents. Under the Lord as the chief shepherd, there are many other shepherds. The many shepherds pasture their young by their tents, that is, where they live. Song of Songs 2 verse 16 says, My beloved is mine, and I am his. He pastures his flock among the lilies, the seekers of Christ who live a life of trusting in God with a single heart. The Lord is pasturing all his seekers as lilies, taking care of them, feeding them, and shepherding them that they may grow. To shepherd the believers is very crucial for their growth and life.